The title of this message is Deceit, Murder, and Hamas. Deceit, Murder, and Hamas. Deceit, Murder, and Hamas. This is about number 119. And now we're introduced to one of Jacob's daughters, and he might have had more. We don't know. This daughter's name is Dan or Dinah. Dan is the masculine for Dinah. Judas, feminine, is Judy. Michael and Michelle, these are all names that are masculine and female. So now one of Jacob's daughters, her name is Dinah. Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob, went out to visit the daughters of the land. Now, you have to realize something here. The girl is becoming very risque with her life. She's risking her life going out here among the daughters of the land. She has no escorts, and at this period of time, you better, if you're a woman, you better have an escort. Or you might be raped and pillaged and killed or whatever. And that happens a lot even in today. Up here, we have signs all over up here in this area about a young girl that walked away out of her door and no one ever saw her again. Well, she's in a strange land and she's going to go see what kind of dresses they're going to wear and what kind of high-heeled shoes they've got and what kind of purses they're carrying around. And what kind of shiny black chariots and horses are driving? Dinah, the daughter of Leah, she's going to visit the daughters of the land. She's going to go out and see them. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the prince of the land, saw her, he took her and lay with her by force. She had gone out of her protection circle into a place that she didn't even know. And a man took her by force and he lay with her. Now, whether he actually raped her or whether he just laid down with her and talked with her or whatever, and no matter what happened, she was in private with this man and this was looked upon as immoral. And he was deeply attracted to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the girl, and he spoke tenderly to her. He wanted to marry her now. He loves her. Now, some of the language that's used later on in here, it is very possible that he had never actually committed himself with her sexually. Because when he was going to buy pay her dowry, he said she is a virgin. Now, he didn't want her to go home. He didn't want her to go home. He spoke tenderly to her. They must have fallen in love. So Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Give me this girl for my wife." Now Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. But his sons were with his livestock in the field, so Jacob kept silent until he came in. Now Jacob's still a powerful man, even though he's crippled now. Then Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. Now the sons of Jacob came in from the field. When they heard it, the men were grieved, and they were extremely angry. They were Hamas. Hamas. Violent tempers. Because he had done the disgraceful thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, for such a thing ought not to be done. But Hamor spoke with them, saying, "Hamor is the king, and his son is the prince." And Hamor spoke with them, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him in marriage. He wants to make everything fine." You have to realize that marriage at this time was when a man and a woman came together, so evidently they had not had sexual intimacy. and intermarry with us and give your daughters to us and take our daughters for yourselves. Thus you shall live with us, and the land shall be open before you. Live and trade in it and acquire property in it. And Shechem also said to her father and to her brothers, if I find favor in your sight, then I will give whatever you say to me. I will pay you whatever dowry you want. Ask me ever so much bridal payment and gift, and I will give according to what you say to me, but please give me the girl in marriage. But Jacob's sons answered Shechem and his father Hamor with deceit. They were deceitful. And he spoke to them because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. Now, whether he had actually laid with her or not, we still don't know. But because he's asking for her to become his wife in marriage in an intimate way. Now, whether he had laid with her or not in sexual unity, she had been kept in his house, which was a shame still to the people of Israel. And they said to them, we cannot do this thing to give our sisters to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a disgrace to us. Now, uncircumcised. When a male child is born, he has foreskin over his male member. And when a Jew was 8 days old, they would circumcise that skin off. And the uncircumcised people, they said, we cannot have an uncircumcised people. Now, what's he saying here? We want you to convert to our faith in the one God, in the Jehovah of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our father. We want you to convert. We can't give you to a heathen, a pagan. Only on this condition we will consent to you if you will become like us, and everything that a male be circumcised. Now, all of these are grown people. Of course, they have some young men too, and some boys, and everybody needs to be circumcised. If you want to be with us as a family, then you need to believe in our God and sign this covenant with us. Then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters for ourselves, and we will live with you and become one people. We will live with you and become one people. But if you will not listen to us and be circumcised, then we will take our daughter and go. Either convert or be separate from us, one or the other. Now their words seemed reasonable to Hamor. They seemed good. And Shechem, Hamor's son. And the man did not delay to do this thing because he was delighted with Jacob's daughter. Now he was more respected than all the household of his father. He was a respectable boy. I can tell you one thing, when a father looks at his daughter all grown and mature and beautiful, he wants the best for his daughter. He doesn't want anything that the cat could drag in for his daughter. He wants somebody respectful and honorable and somebody who will love and provide for his daughter. That's what he wants. That's what most fathers want for their daughters anyway. So he was more respectful and respected than all the house of his father. So Hamor and his son Shechem came to the gate of the city. To the gate is what? That's the courthouse. He came to the courthouse and spoke to them of their city, saying, these men are friendly with us, and therefore let them live in the land and trade in it. For behold, the land is large enough for them, and let us take their daughters in marriage and give our daughters to them. Let us become one family, and let us become one religion. Because that's what it's going to take for this transaction to take place. Only on this condition will the men consent to us, live with us, to become one people, that every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised. Let us sign the covenant of their God. Now, they had seen that God had blessed them greatly. He said, will not their livestock and their property and all their animals be ours? Only let us consent to them and they will live with us. We'll all become one family. Maybe they got all those Jersey cattle out there with real good cream and butter and buttermilk. And we'll get some of that buttermilk and some of that butter. And those camels that they have give good milk. Let us be friends. Let us be family with these people. Let us be familia. Let us be family. And all who went out of the gate of the city listened to Hamor and to his son Shechem, and every male was circumcised. All who went out the gate of the city, every one went to the courthouse, and they were circumcised. And they had become literally children of Israel also. Now it came about on the third day that they were in pain. They were sore and they were pain. Yes, that's it. That is a very tender place where they were circumcised. And it's, I don't know whether you've ever had that happen to you when you were grown, or whether you've had some kind of an infection or whatever, catheters or whatever. It is painful. And you don't feel like fighting. You don't feel like doing anything. 3 days, they're sore, and they're in great pain. Now it came about on the third day that they were in pain, and the two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, these were her birth father brothers, each took his sword and came upon the city unawares and killed every male in that city by deceit. These people were of the same religion now as they were, and they murdered them. Hamas. And they killed Hamor. They killed his son Shechem with the edge of the sword. Now they'd already agreed, people. They'd already agreed on price. They'd already agreed on the religion. And now they murder these people with great violence. And they took Dinah from Shechem's house and went forth. And Jacob's sons came upon the slain and looted the city because they had defiled their sister. They had become violent men, Hamas, violent men. Jacob will never forgive them for what they did. They took their flocks and their herds and their donkeys and that which was in the city and that which was in the fields. And they captured and looted all their wealth and all their little ones and their wives, even all that was in the houses. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, you brought trouble to me. Trouble to trouble, running from trouble, running to more trouble, to more trouble, to more trouble. Jacob's life was a life of trouble. Jacob's trouble. In the book of Revelation, it talks about Jacob's trouble over here when Israel is being brought back to God in the great tribulation period, the great problems there. Trouble. Running from problems to problem. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, you have brought trouble to me by making me stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and my men being few in number. And they will gather together against me and attack me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my household. But they said, should he treat our sister as a harlot? Should he treat our sister as a harlot? Now, I want to go someplace else in the book of Genesis real quick. I want you to go over here to the 49th chapter of the book of Genesis. And I want you to see what Joseph or Jacob said to these men. The 49th chapter of the book of Genesis.
Genesis?
Yeah. And verse number 5. Genesis 49, verse 5. Simeon and Levi are brothers. their swords are implements of Hamas, violence. This is Jacob's dying words. Their swords and implements are implements of violence and cruelty. Let my soul not enter into their counsel. Let not my glory be united with their assembly. Because in their anger they slew men. And in their self-will they lamed oxen. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce. And their wrath, for it is cruel. And I will disperse them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. You know what? Levi would become the priestly family, but they would have no inheritance. No inheritance. They would have no inheritance. If you read the book of Jasher here, the book of Jasher, and you read about the Canaanite wars, it's horrible. It tells here about 100,000 men that were killed in this war. 100,000 men died because of this. What happened here? On page about number 37, all the way to about page number 40, you'll find about these Canaanite wars and all the men that died because of this cruel, brutal, vicious Hamas. Now, there's a group over there in the land of Canaan today that call themselves Hamas. That means violence. Violence. And these boys here were violent. They were very violent. Now Jacob turns around now, and he's going to go take his children and all of his grandchildren, all of his family, and he's going to go to the house of God, and he's going to straighten them out. He said, "You people are a bunch of heathens. Violent heathens." He said, "We're going to get you straightened out." Our Father, help us use these messages today to apply them to our lives and see the things that were examples to us in the Old Testament. Help us to trust in you and help us to lean on you. And help us to be forthright and true and honest in our dealings with people in our lives. When we say we're going to buy something, we need to buy it. When we're going to pay for it, we need to pay for it. These things we need to do to be examples in the world. As two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, were horrible men of violence. And Jacob never forgot it to his dying bed. Help us to take those as examples for us. Apply them to our lives and help us to glorify you with them. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.